Dave here from Black Country Radio at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre with singer, performer, noughties icon, Gareth Gates. How are you, sir?
Very well, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Now, of course, we all remember you from Pop Idol all those years ago, before The X Factor, before The Voice. I mean, if you can somehow describe the success since then to now.
Well, you've made me feel very old. Thank you for that. Pop Idol was great. I didn't have a clue what it was about. It was, as you say, well before any of the shows that are out now. So everybody who entered, me and Will, we had no idea how huge it was about to become. So it's completely changed my life. Ever since then, I've been extremely busy in the pop world and now in the musical theatre world. And it's all seems to be going very well. I'm as busy as ever.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, if I can just take you back to Pop Idol in itself, when you first applied, I mean, like you said, you didn't know anything about it. Can you take me through the process of that first, I don't know, filling out the application form and then the final? I think it's still one of the most watched TV events of all time.
Well, I didn't fill out the application form. My mum did. It was actually her idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was quite a shy kid because of my stammer, and you know, that kind of held me back a bit. However, I just thought, well, let's have a go for it. I was able to sing, and I was very, very nervous. That was probably a lot to do with my speech. However, I'm so pleased that I went for it, because I'm now doing something that I love, and that's music and performing.
You have achieved so much through your career. I mean, you had the number two most sold single during the noughties. You won the MTV International Artist of the Year. Mm. And of course, how can you forget, fourth in Dancing on Ice. Now, alongside that as well, you've also done other reality TV series like Big Reunion and, of course, Pop Idol itself being one. Have you ever been tempted to go back, maybe, you know, pick up Strictly Come Dancing or maybe go into the jungle? Or
I've heard that there's a unspoken rule that if you do Dancing on Ice, you can't do Strictly. which is a real shame. But, yeah, that was a great time. I first did Dancing on Ice in 2008, and then I did the last ever series where they brought back all the people's favourites, and I did that. And I hear, though, that they're bringing it back next year.
Yes, I've heard this as well.
So
could be another call.
Yeah, there could be another call somewhere down the line.
So, of course, you've moved on now to doing West End.
Yeah, I've done lots. I've done Les Miserables, Legally Blonde. I did Joseph was the first ever musical theatre show I did. To name but a few.
How does that differ then from, let's say, performing in a studio, performing on a concert stage? How does being in a West End performance differ to that?
It's very rewarding, actually, because sometimes when you make albums, records, you know, you spend a lot of time on your own or with the people in the studio, and then you perform it to TV studios, you know, a few people. Yes, it's been broadcast to millions of people, but, you know, the great thing about theatre is you have that massive live audience every night. And that's great, because you get an instant response and reaction from everything you do. And I absolutely love it.
Well, of course, now doing Panto here at the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre, Jack and the Beanstalk. But, of course, this isn't your first Panto, is it? What ones have we been in?
Oh, no, it isn't. this is my eighth Panto, I think.
Wow.
I've always been the Prince, apart from one year I was as Aladdin. So it's nice to be Jack in Jack and the Beanstalk, to play the kind of title role. Yeah, so it's all about me, supposedly.
How does being in a panto differ? Because what's that pantomime environment like? Because it's almost like the circus coming to town. It's really exciting. Everyone loves it. How does that differ, again, from those West End performances, from being in the studio recording albums?
Well, it's just a lot more fun. You know, it's the festive season, so everyone's in that Christmas mood, which is a great mood. You know, it's a time where everyone's just happy all the time, which I love. I'm a very kind of positive person anyway, so you know, and we get to just kind of have fun on stage with musical theatre and West End stuff, obviously you're following a very strict script. And of course we have a script for this, but I love the parts we can kind of ad-lib and just interact with the audience. And it's always lots of fun.
So, of course, you're starring alongside Lisa Riley, Doreen Tipton, Ian Adams. What can we expect from Jack and the Beanstalk?
Well, I've worked for the company that produced this. This is my third year with them, and they're incredible. They really are. The scripts are always really, really great. They cater for kind of all ages and all audiences. You know, so there's bits in there for the adults as... lots in there for the kids, obviously. You know, and it's an all-round kind of great show.
Wonderful. Now, Gareth, before I let you go, let's play a little game quickly of, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Okay, yes. So I'm going to give you a few facts, and you let me know if it was, oh, no, he didn't, or, oh, yes, they did.
Oh,
okay,
goodness.
So
here we go.
Question number one. A man from Stourbridge has won the British Touring Car Championship 3 times. Oh, no, they didn't. Or, oh, yes, they did.
I'd say, oh, yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Matt Neal has won it 3 times. He was driving the car number 25.
Wow.
I know. Question number two, then. Fantasy author J.R.R. Tolkien used the Black Country as the basis for Mordor in Lord of the Rings. Oh, no, they didn't. Or, oh, yes, they did.
I'd say, oh, no, they didn't.
Unfortunately, yes, they did. It's really? True. But that's because he was brought up in the West Midlands. Question number three. Simon Cowell once performed on Dudley High Street as a performing dog named Wonder Dog.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, he didn't. But him performing as Wonder Dog is true.
Oh, yes.
Okay, final question number four. People used to consider Wolverhampton as the capital of beanstalk growing. Oh, no, they didn't. Or, oh, yes, they did.
Oh, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But, of course, Jack and the Beanstalk is coming to the Wolverhampton Grand Theatre. Can you give us a few dates and where people can get their tickets from? Yeah.
We open on December 9th. And we run for, I think it's 5 weeks. We're really, really looking forward to it. It's a great cast and a great, great show. So please come on down and we'll have fun.
Awesome. Cheers, Gareth.
Lovely.
Nice one. Lovely to meet you.
Nice one, mate.